This is Dr. Max D. Younts, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at the same time each week, and we're very glad to have you join with us and to follow along in our Bible studies. We always want to say a word about those who have taken time to write. We appreciate your letters very, very much. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for the wonderful comments that you've made about, we never knew these things were in the Bible. And we thank you, Pastor Younts, for bringing those out and these kind of messages, because we never really knew what Catholicism, what they really believed, or the philosophy of Martin Luther. So we're going to continue on, and we do thank you for that, and thank you for listening. But we're continuing on now on the philosophy of Martin Luther, a man who was born some 1,500 years after Jesus Christ, now has churches and colleges and people that follow this man and follow his philosophy. So we want to start here and bring out a couple of things concerning what his philosophy is and show how that absolutely contradicts the Bible. And to begin with, we find out that Martin Luther, all through his writings and also in the pamphlets that are put out here by the Missouri Synod, the Wisconsin Synod, and also the ELCA, Evangelical Lutheran Churches of America, their pamphlets put out here and follow the philosophy of Martin Luther. And Luther says, holy baptism. What about holy baptism? And as we've said before, you need to pick out some of these things that men say that are not in the Bible. And holy baptism is not in the Bible. Martin Luther tacked on holy. And, of course, all of their followers have tacked it on, their preachers and their colleges and so forth, and all their literature, holy baptism. But you don't find holy baptism in the Bible whatsoever. You find holy angels, the holy city of Jerusalem, the holy one of God, holy is his name, the holy prophets, the holy covenant, the Holy Spirit, the holy Jerusalem. We find out the holy brethren, the holy priesthood, the holy commandments. But nowhere in the Bible will you find out what Luther said. Holy baptism. This is the first step of brainwashing you that baptism does something more than be a testimony to those who have put their trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to continue on from their pamphlets that are put out here and continue with that. It goes on here to say, and we're going to recapitulate just a second because of how important this is. It says in this pamphlet next, what is baptism? And then we have Martin Luther. Now, instead of quoting the Bible, they quote Martin Luther. Martin Luther says baptism is not just plain water. Well, it is plain water, Mr. Luther, I'm sorry. But it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. And this some way is supposed to do something with the water that it has saving power in it. And I'm sorry, Mr. Luther, but the Bible doesn't say that. Now, we come on down, and we read again. He combines his life-creating and life-giving word with the waters of holy baptism, which is, again, when you read this pamphlet, you believe that, holy baptism. And yet, you never even think to challenge it or to look it up to see if it's true. This is the philosophy of Luther. Holy baptism does not appear in the Bible. And then he goes on and he uses the verse here that we're born of the water and of the Spirit in John chapter 3, verse 5. And if you're born of the water and of the Spirit, then you have eternal life, so forth. Or you enter the kingdom of God. The only problem with this is every time it seems like those that follow Luther come to water, unless it says a river or something, they turn it into baptism. Now, in John chapter 3, verse 3, nowhere does it say water baptism. It doesn't say that at all. But it refers to, and if we go back, you have a commentary about being born again. And we're going to take a second and go back here again, because this is so important when the Bible tells exactly what being born again, or in the original, born from above means. Then it tells it in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. And it is not water baptism, and it's not something you do as far as out of the flesh. Now, let's go here to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, or born from above, not of corruptible seed, but the incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, we want to take the first line here and qualify it. Born again, or born from above, not of corruptible seed. Well, what in the world is corruptible seed? He's speaking about the person who is going to be water baptized, or believing what born again is. It's not water baptism. But corruptible seed is referring to every individual ever born on the face of the earth. We find out in the Word of God, as what it tells us in Psalms 51:5, David said that, "My mother, I was born of my mother. In sin she conceived me." Every human being is born of corruptible seed, because we've inherited the old seed of Adam in the old corrupt nature. So when he says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, very simply, is telling us nothing you can do in this body is going to please God to merit eternal life. Nothing you can do. You can go to church, you can be baptized, you can be confirmed, and none of those things. You can be good, you can give money to the church, you can give it to organizations. Nothing you can do will merit you eternal life. Nothing. Because this corruptible seed always brings glory to itself. Now, we find out also here, not by works of righteousness which we've done.